Welcome to Aubrey Johnson's Road to Rediscovery podcast. Hello and welcome to the Road to Rediscovery. My name is Aubrey Johnson and I am thrilled that you're here today. So, for those of you who know me, you know that I have a tremendous love of music, virtually just about any genre. It's often said that music is the soundtrack of our lives. Have you heard that phrase? Well, that's actually true. You know, when we hear a song, we can often relate it to a time in our past, be it an event or a season. And you know what's next? Once you relate it to that time, nostalgia usually sets in, and then you take that proverbial walk down memory lane. We've all done it. At this point, the song has struck an emotional chord with you. And when it comes to music, that's no surprise. I'm sure you heard the phrase, music is the universal language. Well, guess what? It truly is. Regardless of what walk of life we're all from on this planet, despite all the different languages, backgrounds, traditions, or even geographic locale, happiness is happiness, anger is anger, love is love, sadness is sadness. And music touches every one of these emotions and more. When a song causes us to reflect on a season or event in our past, be it good or bad, we often rediscover a lesson that we've learned, like, for example, heartbreak. But the triumphs and tragedies of our encounters, soundtrack included, they make us stronger and smarter, especially those of heartbreak and despair. Now let's fast forward to today. With a toughened exterior fashioned by time, we can often look back at those times of heartbreak and sadness with fondness and a clearer vision to rediscover our lesson to learn without the distraction of a fresh emotional wound as we had many years ago. So here enters the title of this podcast, The Top 5 Sad Songs of Your Past. Let's take a look at what is, for me, my top 5 saddest songs from my past. Now, there's two things I want to share with you before we go into it. First off, we're all intimate with our pain from our sad songs, so there's really no need to share my past event in which I relate to the song, but I will share with you musically why these are such sad songs. Also, if you agree or disagree with any of these songs, or you even have a sad song of your own to share, drop me a voice message or shoot me an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Okay, you ready? Let's start with song number 5, Foolish Beat by former teen sensation Debbie Gibson. You know, Ms. Gibson may have been young, but she was an extraordinary songwriter. In Foolish Beat, she breaks up with her beau, only to regrettably realize that she's made a mistake and really needs him in her life. The regret and self-pain is genuine not only in her tone of her voice, but also in her phrases. Phrases such as, I can never love again the way I loved you. And the regretful woe of, when I was sorry, it was too late to turn around and tell you so. Also the regretful woe of, didn't know I was wrong, never meant to hurt you, now you're gone. I tell you, those are mature words from a talented once teenage songwriter. That's Foolish Beat by Debbie Gibson. Number 4 is Easy for You to Say by Harry Connick Jr. Now in this tune, Harry uses the term melancholy, and that's exactly how he sounds as his lover breaks up with him. With this song, I swear you feel the levity of pain and heartbreak in his voice as he declares things like, the sun doesn't want to shine today, and the April rain that I knew has turned into a flowerless May. When you hear him say these words, I mean, you can tell his world is falling apart, and you can feel it. He also reminds his lover that, you tell me there are plenty fish in the deep blue sea, to which he replies, that's easy for you to say. Whether the tune is sad or swinging, Harry really brings it in everything he writes and performs, no question. Number 3 is a song called Where Do You Start by Shirley Horn. As we know, breakups are hard, but none as hard as the long-lasting relationship that Shirley and her beau are ending. She ponders on things like, with bits of memory scattered here or there, I look around and I don't know where to start. Now, at this point, she seems to be talking to her lover, asking things like, which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you and which are mine? Our lives are tangled like branches of a vine. Throughout the song, you know, Shirley tries to keep a brave face until near the end when she ponders, do you allow yourself a little time to cry? That's Where Do You Start by Shirley Horn. So far you have heard the top five sad songs of my past, numbers 5, 4, and 3. Stay tuned for sad song number 2 and number 1 after this. Welcome back. And we are talking about the top 5 sad songs, in this case, of my past. So you heard songs number 5, 4, and 3. Let's cover songs number 2 and 1. Sad song number 2 is called It's Over by Level 42. Now, this song really takes sad songs to the next level. I was astounded the very first time I heard this song many years ago. Now, this song is switching from the heartbroken perspective to the heartbreaker perspective. So first person in this song is the person who is actually doing the breaking up. The song is about a man who is in a relationship, who's not only no longer in love, but continued to stay with his lover to the point to where he can no longer pretend. With his mind made up, he wastes no more time. In fact, the song opens with the words, I won't be here when you come home. When talking to his lover, he directs all the blame on himself, remorsefully and genuinely, saying things like, you gave me everything, and now I'm breaking your heart. Saying other things like, I would never leave if I thought you couldn't stand the pain. Sorrow, pain, and despair comes to this heartbreaker as well, as he genuinely professes, I feel sad enough, I feel bad enough. And he also desperately asks, please don't hate me then. I just could not pretend anymore. That's It's Over by Level 42, which now takes us to the number one sad song of my past. The song is called Why Should I Care, as sung by Diana Krall. You can feel the undeniable presence of a painful heartbreak in Diana's voice. She is apparently blindsided by the news of the breakup by her beau. Her questions in response to the breakup seem to imply that there was no prior knowledge or idea of the breakup. She asks questions such as, was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? Diana also hints at the fairness of love itself, suggesting there's always one to turn and walk away, and one who just wants to stay. And then sadly realizing this romance can't be salvaged, she hopelessly asks, should I leave you alone here in the dark? Holding my broken heart. I must tell you, love surely exposes the power and the pain of vulnerability. Wow, we covered the 5 saddest songs. We didn't even play these songs. And I have to tell you, just going through them was emotionally exhausting for me. Let's see, where's my Kleenex? No, just kidding. Those are my top 5 sad songs from my past. So what are yours? No person's list is better or worse. What matters is that it ties to part of your past, causing you to reflect, rediscover the lesson, and your growth from what you've learned. Now, I know everything was down and overcast and cloudy and sad during this episode, but don't worry, we're not going to wallow in the sadness for the rest of our days. Stay tuned for the next episode where I share the top 5 love songs from my journey. Think about what your top 5 love songs are. The songs that I'm going to share with you will speak of the most true, genuine, intimate, and deeply heartfelt love, affection, and devotion you've had for someone at some time in your life. We'll share more on that in the next episode. Again, if you have a question or comment you'd like to share or wish to be a guest speaker on the show, reach out to me via email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll chat later.